Our generation has been blessed with spiritual opportunities that our ancestors generations ago only dreamed about. The ability to visit Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh and experience Hashem's Shekhinah. But of course, we are not satisfied. We plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Honor Rachum V'Rachamecha Rabim Hashem Shekhinotcha V'Tzimi Recha V'Seyo V'Odol Yerushalayim V'Sechazeno Aneinu B'Shivacha L'Tzim V'Rachamim V'Sham Na'avotcha B'Yor K'imei Olam Uchshanim Kadmoni Yos. We have not merited to see the Binyan Beis HaMegdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the Binyana, Ashrei Ayin Rosal Chayla. We don't have first-hand knowledge of the experience of visiting Yerushalayim Binyana. But Sefer Tilim, Kapitel Kuf Chav Beis, does provide a description of a visit to Yerushalayim HaBnuya. Shir HaMalos LeDavid, Samachti Ba'omrim Li, Beis Hashem Leleich. I rejoiced when they said to me, Beis Hashem Leleich, let us go to the house of Hashem. Who is David, on behalf of whom is David HaMelech expressing this? The Radak explains that it's being expressed from the perspective of the Bnei Agola after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, whose fervent desire was to see the Beis HaMikdash once again in Minyana and to be Olal HaRegel. And they expressed this intense desire by expressing it in the words of their ancestors that did live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And they expressed that joy and that overwhelming simcha of being able to be Olal HaRegel and enter into the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what David HaMelech is describing. Samachti ba'omrim li Beis Hashem Melech. I was joyful just in discussing it, just in planning, just when I would hear someone say, let's go to the house of Hashem. To appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, we have a divine invitation. It's an invitation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalosh pa'amim v'ashana yira'eh kol s'varcho es b'nei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael to appear in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have that opportunity. So the B'nai Agola were expressing their intense desire in the words of their ancestors, what joy they had to even discuss. And then when they reached Yerushalayim and stood at its gates, the joy was magnified to such a large extent. Omdos hayu ragleinu v'sharayach Yerushalayim. And as they entered the city itself, they experienced the uniqueness of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habnuyah ki'ir shechubro lo yachdav. The built-up Yerushalayim is like a city that is united together. That's what they experienced. What does it mean, ki'ir shechubro lo yachdav? There are many pshatim and medrashim, but the Radak explains the simple meaning is shechubro lo adas Yisrael. That through Yerushalayim, the entire Klal Yisrael was united. Klal Yisrael was united through Yerushalayim. And this is what was the experience of the Olei Regel. And the Pasuk itself continues, Shesham alu shvatim shiftei ka, Eidus l'Yisrael, Hodos l'Shem Hashem, that the shvatim all came to Yerushalayim, and this was an Eidus l'Yisrael. This was a testimony for Klal Yisrael, that the unity of Klal Yisrael consists in Lahodos l'Shem Hashem, in the fact that they have one purpose, and that is to give thanks to the name of Hashem. And the truth is, that just as this pasuk describes Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh as that which unites Klal Yisrael, the truth is we find in the halacha itself sources that indicate that Eretz Yisrael in its entirety and the presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael is what enables Klal Yisrael to exist as a unified entity. This is clear in the halacha. Now we have to consider different aspects of Eretz Yisrael. Now we know there are mitzvahs HaKliyos Baratz. These mitzvahs depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And insofar as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is Kedusha Rishona, Kitchu L'Shaitav or Kitchu B'Lasad Lavo, the first Kedusha that took place at the time of Yeshua, with the Churban of Eretz Yisrael, and when Klal Yisrael went to Golos and to Bavel. So the Kedusha was negated, it was terminated. So therefore, once Klal Yisrael, they came back and through Chazakah, they reestablished Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra. It was a Kedusha Shniyah. That's permanent. So we have in the halacha, Mekoma shekapshu olim Yisrael v'lo kapshu olim bavo. There are certain places that were captured by the olim Yisrael, but were not captured by the olim bavo. So they no longer have kedusha Eretz Yisrael because the kedusha Rishona was b'teva. But still, there are certain halachas that apply even the Mekomos shekapshu olim Yisrael that weren't kapshu olim bavo. Apparently, these halachas, these mitzvahs, are not dependent upon kedusha Eretz Yisrael. There's an interesting lashon Rambam in connection with smicha. So the smicha, the din of smicha, that is one samach to another, that chain, that unbroken chain of smicha, that the Moran Sanhedrin discusses, that has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says in Sanhedrin, the whole Eretz Yisrael shed is equal to all in the Mitzrayim, real smicha. So any place that the only Mitzrayim are kovish, it's fit for smicha, even though it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav in the Igros HaGrid point brings a raya from Yerushalmi that the same thing is true of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh requires Eretz Yisrael. But Kiddush HaChodesh can take place even Mekoma Shekopsha and Mitzrayim will kopsha Rebbe. And there are other mitzvahs as well and other halachas as well that we find sources that would indicate that it doesn't require kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So apparently what we see, as I heard by Rav Zatzal, and the Rav discusses it with Igros HaGrid and other places, we see that Eretz Yisrael partakes of two different aspects. There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. When we speak of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we speak of the Kedusha that it has to be Mechayv and Mitzvahs V'aretz, Tumas and Maisras. So they, the Shmita and Yovel, they depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But then there's also Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael means literally what it is. Shem Eretz Yisrael, the way I heard my father define it, and the Rav defines it in this way, that it means that Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a unit, as a collective, has title to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael mechzakas b'yadenu maseinu. It belongs to us, but it doesn't belong to us as a collection of individuals. You can have a million shutfim in a certain property, but that's not the title that Klal Yisrael has to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a kinyan klali. It's a kinyan that Klal Yisrael has as an indivisible unit. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. And that's what Eretz Yisrael means. Eretz Yisrael means it's the Eretz of Yisrael. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. We have a kinyan klali. Klal Yisrael as a unit has a kinyan klali in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently, mitzvahs ha-tlius b'aretz, that depends on kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But other mitzvahs that require Eretz Yisrael, other mitzvahs that require Eretz Yisrael don't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shem Eretz Yisrael is never terminated. Once Klal Yisrael acquires title to Eretz Yisrael, it's never terminated. So Mekoma Shekopsha Mitzrayim Lekopsha Bavel may not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel L'Shaita, below Kitchel L'Asa Bavel. But Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. It's still, Klal Yisrael still has a clean quality in the entire Eretz Yisrael, it's just almost Zekas B'Yadeinu Me'Avoteinu. But it's interesting to consider, and I've seen further elaboration on this topic in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, written by Rav Schechter, in the name of the Rav, he discusses this, and even more elaboration in the Sefer Kedushas Aviv by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and they discuss what is the significance of the fact that certain mitzvahs require Eretz Yisrael, but they don't require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now we understand why they don't require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because they're not mitzvahs ha-tlius b'aretz. They're not mitzvahs that depend upon the karka of Eretz Yisrael. But then why do they require Eretz Yisrael altogether? If it doesn't require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, why do they require Eretz Yisrael? Why does smicha require Eretz Yisrael? Why does Kiddush HaChodesh require Eretz Yisrael? Why does Egel Aruf require Eretz Yisrael? If it's not mitzvahs ha-tlius b'aretz, so it only requires Eretz Yisrael, but what's the connection to Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is that these are all mitzvahs on the tzibur. These are mitzvahs on the tzibur as a whole, as a collective. And there are mitzvahs that are performed on behalf of the tzibur. And apparently what we see is that Klal Yisrael exists as a tzibur only through Eretz Yisrael. That's how Klal Yisrael exists as a tzibur. And through the fact that there are Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's how Klal Yisrael exists as a tzibur. The existence of Klal Yisrael as a tzibur is through the kinyan klali that Klal Yisrael has in Eretz Yisrael. and therefore these mitzvahs that are dependent upon the tzibur of Klal Yisrael can only be done there as well. And the truth is that this concept is expressed clearly, as is mentioned, by the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah in Musafat Pekoros. And the Rambam there is discussing the fact that smicha requires Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam mentions a certain concept, and he connects it with the sugi and harias, the din of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So the halacha is that if rov of the tzibur is over an isur for which the mezid there is a chi of karis, based upon a ros bezin betos, horu bezin paskin a certain din, and then they realize they were mistaken, and then rov of the tzibur acts on the base of this horah betos. So then there's a chiyuv to bring a bar helm davar shel tzibur. But the Gemara says that the only, take into consideration only the tzibur, only those Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Gemara learns that from Pasuk in Eretz Yisrael, that kohal means those that live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam explaining, the Gemara says this only with respect to the helm davar shel tzibur, but the Rambam broadens this. And the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah and the Choros, so he says, in discussing the halacha, that smicha requires Eretz Yisrael, he says, it's only the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are called kol. It's a very strong language. He says, v'Hashem karam kol ha'kol. V'afil hoyu asar ha'chad. And it would be 10 individuals in Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. They would be the kol Yisrael. That's it. We're not concerned about anyone else that is outside of Israel. They're not part of the call. And he connects this to his discussion Harius of our Kahal Yisrael. So it's a very strong expression. The Kahal Yisrael is only those in Israel. Those that are not in Israel are not the Kahal Yisrael. So we can readily understand why mitzvahs of the tzibur that have to be done by the tzibur's collective are dependent upon Israel. Smicha requires Eretz Yisrael, because it's only in Eretz Yisrael that you can be part of the Kahal. It's only Agar Rufa requires Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh requires Eretz Yisrael. Now, I would suggest that even Jews and Chutz La'aretz are, to a certain extent, part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, but there's a certain detachment. One who lives in Chutz La'aretz is somewhat detached from the Tzibur. One who lives in Eretz Yisrael is not detached at all. The gather of kohol means a full attachment to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. But living in Chutz La'aretz, one is not, is somewhat detached. Okay, so we see that it's not only as we see Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, unites the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim of New York, the Yerushalayim of New York. But we also find the Eretz Yisrael in its entirety is what enables Klal Yisrael to exist as a tzibur. Now, I think that it's important to note that these two aspects of Eretz Yisrael, firstly, shame Eretz Yisrael, which enables Klal Yisrael to exist as a tzibur, and secondly, Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Mikdash, which unites the tzibur, I think they correlate to two different aspects of Kedushas Yisrael itself, and two different aspects of the collective identity of Klal Yisrael. And I'm basing this upon the remarks of my uncle, the Rav, in his work, Kol Dodi Dofei, okay, which was written in Hebrew, but the quotations that I'm going to quote is from the English translation. So the Rav points out that the Torah speaks of two separate covenants. There's a bris that was enacted in the Mitzrayim of Klal Yisrael, and there was a bris that was enacted between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael Har Sinai. We find two different covenants. One bris was established in Mitzrayim. U'lekachtem eschem li lo'am bo'yisdu lechem lo'lekem. This is the bris in Mitzrayim. But a second bris was established in Har Sinai. Vayikach sefer ha-bris vayikro bo aznei am vayomru kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishmor. It was a bris that was established and concluded at Har Sinai. So the Rav asks, what is the difference? What is the essence of these two covenants? So the Rav explains that the Bris Mitzrayim was a covenant of fate, or as he calls it in Rosh HaKodesh, a Bris Goral. The Bris Sinai was a covenant of destiny, or as he calls it, a Bris Yi'ud. What is a covenant of fate and what is a covenant of destiny? A covenant of fate speaks of Jewish separateness, isolation from the rest of the world. The covenant of faith subjugates all individuals into one unit. The Chol Yisrael is one unit. It's one unit by the fact that whether they want to or not, Chol Yisrael will always be separate from the rest of the world. The individual is subject and subjugated against his will to the national fate. It is impossible for him to avoid it and be absorbed into a different reality. I'm paraphrasing the Rav, but now I'm going to quote the Rav. Even if a Jew reaches the pinnacle of social and political accomplishment, he will not be able to free himself from the chains of isolation. In truth, Judaism and withdrawal from the world are synonymous. Even before the exile in Egypt, separateness descended upon our world with the appearance of the first Jew, Abraham. Avram ha'Ivri, called Olam Eivor Echad, Avram Eivor Hashem. Bilam, when he gazed upon the Israelite camp, understood the wonder of the experience of Jewish separateness and proclaimed with amazement, Hen Om Levadod Yishkon V'Agoyim Lo Yishashav. They are a nation dwelling alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. End quote. The separateness of the Jewish people is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that began with Avraham Avinu and was fully established in Mitzrayim. This is the covenant of Egypt, a covenant of faith. But the Rav points out that whereas the covenant of Egypt was carried out without the consent of the people, the covenant of Sinai was offered to them before it was promulgated, and is a covenant of destiny. They said, nah, the Jews responded, Nasef Nishma, they accepted. What is a covenant of destiny? The covenant of destiny established at Sinai directs the individual to strive to resemble his creator and impels him to a more enhanced and sublime existence. The covenant of faith unites the Jewish people through its shared historical experience and shared suffering, whereas the covenant of destiny implies unity experienced by a nation devoted to the service of Hashem. So there were two covenants. And I'm quoting the Rav now. At Sinai, God elevated the covenant of faith, which he had concluded with a collective that was forced to be alone and that practiced loving kindness to others as a result of its requisite isolation, to a covenant of destiny with a collection of people of free will and volition that directs and sanctifies itself to confront the Almighty. The people of loving kindness was elevated into holy people. The basis of shared destiny is the sanctity that is formed from a distinctive existence. End quote. The Rav on this basis explains the requirements of Mila, the requirements of Geiris. The requirements of Geiris are Mila and Tula in addition to Kabbalah Somitzos. So the Rav explains that Mila signifies the separateness of the nation. Tula implies holiness. I'm quoting the Rav. Immersion represents the integration of man into his great destiny and his entry into the covenant of Sinai. Immersion purifies and elevates from the profane to the holy, from life as it is to a life filled with a sublime vision. End quote. The covenant of faith concluded in Mitzrayim, the covenant of destiny concluded in Har Sinai, are both essential elements of Kedushas Yisrael. For to join Am Yisrael, a Ger must associate himself with the covenant of Egypt and the covenant of Sinai. There's no partial conversion. A convert must be totally devoted to the separateness of the Jewish people with all its trials and tribulations, and be ready to join a holy people that is consecrated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in light of this, now that we've established on the basis of this beautiful idea of the Rav, that there are two covenants. And in Kedushas Yisrael, there is the element of Bris Goral, the separateness of the Jewish people, and Bris Sinai, our devotion to be a holy people. One speaks of Hen Am Levadad Yishkon, that's the covenant of Egypt. And then the covenant of Sinai speaks of being a mamleches kohanim, the Goy Kadosh. These are the words that were uttered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to Matan Torah. So let's consider in this light the significance of Eretz Yisrael and how it relates to the Tzibur as a whole. And I would say that the Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is crucial for certain mitzvahs that relate to Klal Yisrael as a whole, correlates with the separateness of the Jewish people. We have Eretz Yisrael, we've given Eretz Yisrael in order to be a separate people, in order to be a hen am levadav yishkon. The mitzvah of Mila that declares the separateness of Klal Yisrael for all other nations is linked with the matan of Eretz Yisrael to Zera Avram. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, "Nisalech lefanai ve'yisamim," that's the parsha of Mila. "Ve'etna b'si, b'ni ovenecha, v'nesati lechol azarecha, acharechas, eretz kudorechas, o eretz kanan lachuz asalom." Mila and Eretz Yisrael are linked together, because Mila speaks of the separateness of the Jewish people. It's Eretz Yisrael and our connection to Eretz Yisrael. It's the shame of Eretz Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael. It's the fact that we have title as a collective Eretz Yisrael that enables us to be in a full way. Hein am levadav yishkon. Without Eretz Yisrael, we couldn't be. Hein am levadav yishkon. It's our connection to Eretz Yisrael that enables us to experience our relationship with Hashem Baruch Hu as an am levadav yishkon. And even in Galus, generations of Jews dreamed and prayed for the return to Israel, and that's what enabled them to be a separate nation, Am Avraham Yishkon. But Eretz Yisrael, we couldn't be in Galus, an Am Avraham Yishkon. It's our tefillas to return to Israel that enables us to maintain ourselves as a separate nation. Shem Eretz Yisrael literally means the land of promise, the land that Klal Yisrael as a collective owns. It's a kinyan klali. It's not owned by millions of individuals, it's owned by Klal Yisrael as an indivisible unit. So if one lives in Eretz Yisrael, his association with Klal Yisrael as a separate nation is more intense. To visit Eretz Yisrael, we may not live there, but we have the opportunity, Baruch Hashem, thank God, we have the opportunity to visit whenever we want. To visit Eretz Yisrael is to experience and sense that one is part of Klal Yisrael. A visit to Eretz Yisrael is to experience a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of an Am Levadav Yishkon. This is so far as Shem Eretz Yisrael. But now we can speak of Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Yerushalayim, and Kedushas Mikdash. Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Mikdash correlates with the covenant of Sinai. Beis HaMikdash unites all of Klal Yisrael into a nation devoted to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the role of the Mishkan in the Machan and the Midbar, and this is the role of the Mikdash throughout the generations. In the words of the Sefer Haredim, this is his Haktama, lived in the same time as the Beit Yosef, lived in Sfas, the time of the Beit Yosef, and Ari and the Mabit, the time of giants in Sfas. And he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. In his Haktama, he describes the binyan Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech, and he says, "Ubana Mikdash le'Elokeinu v'Yerushalayim, shu be'emtza Eretz Yisrael." So Shlomo HaMelech went to Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, which is in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. "Va'amo Yisrael, va'av ruchoso, v'Eretz Yisrael, kedgoren v'amidvar, v'silei zeisim shav v'shulchanah." Klal Yisrael surrounds the Mikdash. Klal Yisrael surrounds the Mikdash. It's the Mikdash that unites us into a holy people, in our devotion to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in Galus, the Beis HaMikdash unites us. And it's very interesting how the Sefer Haredim expresses it. He says, "V'chinis malas asp sha'enu, haras v'avras al HaMikdash." So when our sins accumulated, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his anger, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Zara Osanu Ba'ar Kantos Aris, he dispersed us to the four corners of the earth. Svivos Yerushalayim Yerachav, we're still around Yerushalayim, but it's at a distance. Uvamdenu is foul, Panenu Nochach HaMikdash. When everyone was foul, we faced the Mikdash. We can't face it, we're mechaving to the Mikdash. We're always facing the Mikdash. We recognize the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mekom HaMikdash. Mizrach U'Mimayra of Mitzafen U'Miyam. Even in Galus, we're still like the Golem of the Machne Yisrael. If the physical bodies of the members of Klal Yisrael are far or distant from each other, but the hearts are close. It's the Beis HaMikdash that unites us into a Mamlechas Kohanim of HaKadosh. So Yerushalayim is truly a city that unites the Jewish people. Yom HaTzmaut is a day to express appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving Klal Yisrael control over Eretz Yisrael and for the amazing transformation that has taken place over the last 75 years. Klal Yisrael itself has been transformed through Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the very essence of Klal Yisrael, as the united Sibur has been strengthened. We too can say to a certain extent, Samlachti ba'omrim li veis Hashem leleit. We rejoice with the opportunity to visit Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. We always experience this. If we have an opportunity to visit Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, it's a, such a source of joy. It's such an exciting spiritual experience. We too can say, Om dos hoyu ragleinu, v'sharayat v'sharayim. We are uplifted by experiencing, to some extent, Yerushalayim ki'ir shechob liyakar. It's not yet Yerushalayim of Liyah. We don't have this in English. But we can experience, to some extent, Yerushalayim ki'ir shechob liyakar. We sense the unity of Klal Yisrael and Mamlechas Chalamim Adai Kadosh. At the same time, we have a responsibility to misfollow on behalf of Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, in recent months, there have been terror attacks that have resulted in tragedies. Of course, there's a general din, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is asara from the mishpat. But yes, even aside from that, that's one aspect, one requirement of tefillah v'shasara. But aside from that, at all times, as a united Klal Yisrael, from the perspective of Bris Goral and Bris Yi'ud, we have a responsibility to one another, and certainly to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, for it is Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim that unite us into a collective tzibur. The obligation to mitzvah of Yerushalayim is explicit in the same Kapitul Telem, Telem Kof Kof Beis, that describes the experience of the Oli Regal that says, Samachti v'omom v'es Hashem Meleich. That experience, Om Dos Hoyu Ragleinu v'Sharach Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim have New York here, Shechob L'Yachav. But later on in the Kapitul, the Pasuk says, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Who's directing us? Who's telling us? Who is speaking? And who is directed to? So the two pshatim, the simple pshat that some of the farshim explain, is the Anshei Yerushalayim that lived in Yerushalayim, this is how they would take leave of the Oli Regal. It was an exciting experience to be Oli Regal, and then they would go back to their homes. And the Anshei Yerushalayim would say to them, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. But at the end of Maseches Derech Harzuta, so there is a drash, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's directing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, even when the Beis HaMikdash is with Chobana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. And there's a fascinating statement. Amar Yerushalayim Ben Levi, the Maseches Derech Harzuta, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Garamtem, L'hachav is basically, l'hachavos is b'alei. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, you are the ones that caused that I should destroy the Beis HaMikdash. You are the ones that is the cause that I should send Jewish people into Golos. It's your affairs. It's not, it's because of you that this happened. Hey, Yerushalayim b'shlomo. Be shalom b'shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for Yerushalayim. V'ani mocha lecha. I'll be mocha you for affairs. If you'll lose for b'shalom Yerushalayim. Matam, where do you see this? Shalom Shalom Yerushalayim. This is what Rabbi Shalom Levi says in the Sefer Derech Harzuta. Is that all that is necessary to correct all the chachamim which brought about the Korban Beis HaMikdash and the Korban of Yerushalayim, the Korban of Yisrael, just that we should pray for Yerushalayim? I think the answer is that Shalom Yerushalayim speaks of devotion to the destiny and mission of Klal Yisrael because it's the Mikdash and Yerushalayim that unites us into our Melechus Kohen Melech Kadosh. Shalom Yerushalayim, recognize what the destiny and the mission of the Jewish people is. Recognize what the Bris Sinai is, which was built upon on top of the Bris Mitzrayim. Recognize what that is, and that should motivate you to be Shalom Yerushalayim, to pray for Yerushalayim. Then I'll be more for you. Because that would really be correcting the wrongs and the Averis that were perpetrated, that brought about the Chom Beis HaMikdash. We are directed, Shalu Shor Shalayim. What is the prophet here? In what way should one be Shor Shalayim? Of course, there are many of our tefillahs that relate to Shalayim. And we have, and to the Eretz Yisrael's entirety, we have to focus on these tefillahs. In the Shmoneh Esrei, there are tefillahs that relate to Shalayim and Eretz Yisrael. In many tefillahs, if one looks at the tefillah of Racham that is said, Shem Yechamishi, there's so many references to Mikdash and Shalayim, these are tefillahs that we have to focus on. But Tehillim Kuf Kaf Beis itself tells us what we should be asking for. That and the Tehillim continues, continues. And it says as follows. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Well, what should you say? Yishloyu o avaya. That's already the beginning of the Tehillim. Ask for that. Yishloyu avaya. Speak to Yerushalayim itself. Speak to Yerushalayim and say, Yishloyu o avaya. May those that love you be serene. Who are those that love Yerushalayim? Those who are Yerushalayim are those who recognize the significance of Yerushalayim for the Jewish people. They are the all of Yerushalayim. And that's part of our spirit of Yerushalayim. Yishloyu o avaya, that those that love Yerushalayim should be serene. Yihi shalom v'cheleich shalvav v'masayach. May there be peace within your wall, serenity within your palaces. V'man achai v'reyoi adavin v'shalom v'ach. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I shall speak of peace in your midst. A tefillah Yerushalayim is a tefillah for the entire tzibur, in Eretz Yisrael and in Golos. V'man achai v'reyoi adavin v'shalom v'ach. We ask for shalom v'shalayim because it affects all of us. It affects all of us, all our brethren, all our companions. Why? Because Yerushalayim unites us into one indivisible nation. We are all Achim and Reyim. If we recognize the importance of Yerushalayim, we are all Achim and Reyim. L'man Achai V'Reyai. We have to involve Yerushalayim because it's important for all of us. It's L'man Achai V'Reyai. Adar V'No Shalom Bach. L'man Beis Hashem Elokeinu V'Avak Shetom Bach. For the sake of the house of Hashem, our God, I will request good for you. For the only regal, the old mitzvah was to maintain the Beis HaMikdash in their midst. For us, and the Beis HaMikdash for Chabana, the ultimate tefillah is bringing Beis HaMikdash later. The man Beis Hashem of Akshat of Lach, we have to follow for the good of Yerushalayim, for the sake of Beis HaMikdash, because that is the purpose of our existence, to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear our tefillahs, so that we can experience in a full way. Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem eleich. Let us go to the house of Hashem. Om dos hayu ragleinu b'shirayach Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim havnuyah ki er shechub alayim.